That out. That I keep. I have to keep that.
I do have a little closet on the second floor in a very, very remote part of the house that I get to keep a few things I've always wanted.
A remote part of the house.
Welcome back in the zone. Brett Bielema is running a football program. He is exciting a fan base. He is not in charge at his own home. Just like every other guy I know. Must be nice. The world needs vice presidents too, my friend. Welcome back, 10:53. We are joined by, he was just talking about cleaning house and how things have changed since his wife came in. They cleaned house earlier this year at NYPD Pizza, and a lot of great things have remained, but they've added some new things as well. So we say hello to Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
And Carrie. And hey. We appreciate you all coming in, and maybe next time you can bring your husband, Sean, as well. Talking to Teresa, not to
Carrie,
just to make that clear. But anyway, so welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For having us.
So,
glad to be here.
The pizza we just, Matt and I were kind enough to check it out. We just want to make sure it was still spectacular. And Matt says,
there's no poison in here.
Yes, very good. So Matt's checked it all out. Anybody in the building who wants some pizza, by the way, it's safe. Matt's checked every piece out.
And it's delicious.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, it's awful. Don't touch it.
So when you got in here, now you said your husband is from New York?
He is from New York. Born and raised Buffalo, Rochester area.
Okay. So what were some of the things you all identified as things you wanted to change? Obviously, it was a very good business, and they had a lot of great things to offer, as my family has found out many times over. But what were some things you wanted to do?
Well, when we got in there, of course, the food was already pretty good. We did realize that the crust was not quite what New York-style pizza is all about. So we changed that up a little bit. And, of course, we make the huge slice because if you've ever been to New York and got pizza, the slices are the size of your plate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fold them to eat them. So we wanted to make sure that people really got that experience because that's one of his favorite things about it.
Okay. Well, so far so good on that. And Matt is checking out the garlic knots as well. Is that what those are?
Garlic knots. I have a friend who calls them golden nuggets, but they are on the menu as garlic knots.
Okay. When I hear nugget, I think chicken, so that's no good.
But knots are good as well.
Okay. Well, Matt, you're such a team player. I'm so glad you could be here today to check all this food out for us.
It's people helping people. It's powerful stuff, eh?
Yeah. Well, he's still got a metabolism. I gave mine up for Christmas, so he's good to eat all this stuff for us. I appreciate it. Chicken bacon ranch I tried, too. What is that called? What do you call that?
It's called the Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall. Okay. So what else have you done since you've been in there? Anything else of note that we want to talk about?
Well, we've changed a lot of the frozen foods that they had that they made to fresh. We do things from scratch now.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of frozen foods.
No, me neither.
And so, you know, our chicken strips, our chicken wings, our Parmesan, those kind of things are all from scratch now.
Okay.
Which is great. And, of course, Carrie is an excellent cook.
Thank you.
Did you make these pizzas, Carrie?
I sure did.
He did. He got up really early for that.
I would say so.
Yeah. Not that
Thanks
early.
To the chef.
What are your hours out there now?
We're open 11 till 9 during the week, and then 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
We now have a full bar.
Okay.
When we bought it was just beer and wine, but now we have a full bar, and we have some great margaritas. So.
Okay.
Prove it.
It's good. They didn't ever bring any of those in.
We'll prove that.
I mean, well, you were really quite the taste tester. I had no idea.
I just drooled on myself.
I had no idea you were willing to rent yourself out like that. You're so good.
Yep.
What a team player you are.
Yep.
Okay. So, are you from here?
I am from here.
Okay. So you're
born and raised Arkansan.
Okay. How did you and your husband meet?
Well, it's kind of funny because he got transferred to Arkansas about 7 years ago. And then he went through a divorce, and I went through a divorce, and we actually met on ChristianMingles.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that worked out well.
Yeah, it did.
That's good.
Been happy ever since.
Okay, but you've worked in the food industry before, so it was kind of a nice marriage.
Yes.
Had he done it before?
No, he has never done food. He had no idea what he was getting himself into.
Okay. So he's.
But he loves it.
It's just like Bielema's house then.
Yeah.
You're running things and he's just sort of riding along for the ride.
That's right.
Is that the deal?
That's kind of how it works.
But he's very particular about his pizza, so he's been able to offer something.
And he loves, his thing is, all I want to do is come in and make pizza. That's what he wants to do.
There you go.
So yeah, that's what we let him do. He makes his pizzas.
That's good.
In a pizza shop, that's beneficial.
That's important, yeah. Because if he wanted to come in and make like tacos, that'd be weird.
Yeah, we kind of.
But Sean would say right now, as we all know, because we are the home of the huge slice.
That's his favorite saying.
Is that your catchphrase?
That's Sean's thing. Yeah, he says it. He's got that New York accent, and he really pushes it through. And
yeah. We'll have to get him in here. Is he done a spot for you guys?
No, not yet.
We'll have to get him up here doing a spot with that.
Yeah, he wanted to be here today, but he had to be out of town. So.
We'll talk about some of the offerings y'all have as far as different varieties, including the Carnegie Hall, coming up in a little bit. I won't say exactly how Roger Scott says it, but let me just paraphrase and say he likes it. He's a fan, too. So, anyway, we'll talk more with our friends from NYPD Pizza about what they've got. Some other Razorback news, including more from Brett Bielema visiting all our friends at ESPN.